Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh. Come on, what you gonna do? Stop on the devil's head.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
Stop on the devil's head.
Yeah, in the building, say, oh, 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 oh.
Under my feet,
all of your
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Apostle Sadie Ellis. So glad and elated that you have stopped. Can you hear me? Hit one on your keypad because my phone went out a little while and came back on, so I want to make sure I'm still on the broadcast. Just hit one on your keypad, and that way I know if it's going out. Thank you so much. I'll go on. Thank you. Well, today we're going to be talking about, before we start, let me have a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning in the humblest way we know how. We come lifting up the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. We come to give you the praise. We come to give you the glory, because if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be this morning? God, you are magnificent. You are wonderful, God. And God, I thank you for this broadcast today. Bless each and every person that have tuned in, that have called in, or either have come in on the computer around the world, dear Heavenly Father. They may come in later on or the archive. Let this program be something that will help them along this day's journey. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is talking about lying. What does God think about lying, and how should we feel about lying? You know, lying is deceiving and deceiving someone. It can be detected. I didn't touch that cake. I'm using these as an example. As you swallow that last bit, or it can be indirect, such as telling only part of the truth when it benefits you to do so. But to fall short of truth in any way is to lie. Pilate asked in the scripture, what is truth? John 18 and 38, Pilate had the answer to his question standing before him. In person, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, Jesus said on another occasion in John 14 and 6, think of Jesus, not only tell the truth, he is truth. My. He cannot follow the God of truth while we persist tell lies, even small ones, determined to tell the truth in all matter of life, big or small. And our tag words we'll be using throughout the broadcast today is truth, test, lying, hate, and deceive. You know, people will deceive you. They'll lie in a minute. People hate you. They'll lie and don't know why they hate you. Lying, they'll lie on you in a drop of a penny, not even a nickel. Test, you'll be put through a test to see if you're going to tell the truth. And truth, the Bible telling you what Jesus said about the truth. So those are tag words where we'll have in our broadcast today. You know, for one question is, why do we lie? I went over to Acts 20 and 30. And the word of God said in Acts 20 and 30, the 20th chapter, the 30th verse, also of your own self shall men arise speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Here it is talking about even some of you will destroy the truth in order to draw a following. Popular. I've been on this broadcast, I think, going on 16 years. And I talk on this broadcast, whether somebody come on or not. I'm not trying to be popular. I'm just trying to be and do what God say do. And I'm glad when somebody come on, but if they don't, it's not popularity with me. It's about spreading the gospel. Over in Acts, the fifth chapter, chapter 1 through 11, you can read those verses at your leisure. Here we're talking about those that's lying in the Bible. We're talking about Ananias and Sapphira. You know how they told that lie. Ananias brought part of the money to the apostles, but he claimed it was the full amount his wife had agreed to his deception. Him and his wife had cooked up that lie already, what they were going to tell the prophet, the man of God, on what they collected from what they had sold. But here they lied. That's in the Bible, y'all. And that's to make ourselves look good. That was to make them look good. But God knows the truth. Over in Genesis 4 and verse 9, let me turn over that in case you don't have your Bibles before you. Let me turn over there and see what that is saying. Chapter 4, verses 9, and the word of God says, let's read it. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? You know, he lied right then. He knew where his brother was. After the Lord asked Cain, where is your brother? I don't know, Cain restored it. To avoid trouble and punishment. He know where his brother was. He know what he had did his brother. He had killed his brother. But rather than to tell what he did, he rather the lie. How many of you out there in radio land, rather than to tell the truth, you'll tell a lie or you'll catch somebody else in a lie? If you didn't lie, you'll catch somebody else in a lie before the end of the day. You know, I say, but why is it so important to tell the truth? I'm glad you asked. I turned over to Proverbs. Let me go over to Proverbs, and we're going to see what it say. Proverbs, the 12th chapter and the 19th verse. Let's see what Proverbs is telling us today in the scripture about lying. The 19th verse says, the lips of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. You know, truth stands the test of time. Lies are soon exposed. You all see on the news every day, so much stuff is getting exposed in the White House, in the churches, in families, things that you didn't know about or they was lying about, God is exposing them. They're coming to light. Truth stands the test. When you tell the truth, it stands the test of time. Just tell the truth. It's better to tell the truth than go through a whole lot of rigmarole online. So let's go on over to Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 25th verse. Let's see. I'm trying to take it through scripture so you see we coming from scriptures, not just from the top of my head, but we're going to come through scriptures. Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 25th verse says, wherefore, putting away lying, speak evil, man truth with his neighbor, for we all members one of another. You know, you got to put away all that falsehood and tell your neighbor the truth because we belong to each other. Just tell them the truth. They don't know you to lie because it's coming up again and you don't know how soon and when it's going to come up. And you're going to be standing there looking all funny, but you want to tell the truth. You know, and it come right back down to my topic. What does God think about lying? And how shall we feel about lying? Well, I'm glad you asked. I went over to Proverbs, the 6th chapter. I'm reading this here. That way y'all can get to what I'm saying. Let's Proverbs, the 6th chapter, and the 17th through the 19th verse. I'll read those if you don't have your Bible. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that devises wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. You know, there are six things that the Lord hates. And there's that word right there, hate. No, seven. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue. When you think about all the stuff people are doing now, and God tell you right in his word. Proverbs. Let me turn over to Proverbs, the 12th chapter, and see what it's saying. We're still talking about why, what does God think about lying? Coming from the scriptures, you all. I'm not making this up. You can read it for yourself. Proverbs 12 and 22 says, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. You know, the Lord hates those who do not keep their word, but he delights in those who do. Don't you know God is smiling when you do what's right and you following his instruction? But when you go to lying, thinking you being sneaky, hiding, don't you know them lies is coming up again? The truth going to prevail. So you might as well follow the instruction God have given you. So you'll be in the clear. You won't have that hanging over your head. Because God is good, you all. God is so good. And he don't like lying. Over in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. And the word of God says from the word, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. You know, but God shows his anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who push the truth away from themselves. This is what the word is saying, you all. God is truth. So he must hate lies and lying. He cannot tolerate them because they violate his personhood. My. I went over to Psalms 119. We're talking about lying today. And God don't like lying. And when I went to Psalm chapter 119, let me tell you, I'm telling you what the word said. That way you don't think I'm telling no story, no lie. 119 to 119 if you have your Bible. And go to verse 163. And let's see what the word says. Let me see. No, 1 through 63, I'm sorry. He said, I hate and abhor all falsehood. That was a lot of verses to read, so it's from 1, verse 19, 1 through 63. Here, I hate. He telling you he hates lying. And you wonder what God think about lying? He letting you know he hated from the word of God. Over in Colossians, it's in your pages if you haven't torn out your Bible today. Let's see what Colossians is saying. Chapter 3, verse 9. Let's see. 3 and 9 says, Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man his deed. You know, the Lord saying, don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old evil nature and all its wicked device. We should hate lies because they are part of the old sinful nature we had before we was Christian. My. When you come over on God's side, you all, you put away all that stuff. You don't bring that over. And once you've been saved, born again, you leave all that other stuff back in the past. You don't bring that up with you no more. You don't want God's wrath to come down on you by lying and doing all those things that you used to do. And you heard me say used to, because when you've been changed, you don't do what you used to do. You let that stuff go. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to tell the truth, don't lie, be truthful with a person. I'm going to turn over to, lying. When you're lying, you're not being honest. You're not showing truth when you're lying. And here we see it in Genesis where Cain and Abel, he rather to lie than to tell where his brother was at. He rather to tell a big bad lie. I'm going to say it like that, case you're listening, rather than tell the truth. And, we have to tell the truth, y'all. I know the truth will make you free, set you free. Some say set you free. Some say make you free. But when you tell the truth, don't you know you come out better knowing that you did what God have commanded you to do? You didn't walk around with your chest sticked out. When somebody tell y'all to do something, and the Lord for sure tell you to do something, do what God have commissioned you to do. Don't lie about it. Somebody told you to help somebody, help them. Don't try to come up with all kind of excuse why you shouldn't help them, why you shouldn't do this or why you shouldn't do that. You go to the people and tell them a lie that you done it, and no, you didn't do it. Somebody was supposed to help somebody through something rather than to do it. You told a big fat lie. I'm saying big and fat couldn't be skinny. But we got to learn as men and women of God to tell the truth. Don't be out trying to add no feathers to our head or chest when you know you are lying. Because God hate a liar. He can't tarry in God's kingdom. Y'all know that. You can't stay there lying. God don't want that. God do not want any of that. So when you think about that, don't lie. Tell the truth. Sometimes it may hurt you, but it'll help you in the long run. You say, you burnt that rice. I'm going to use that for extent. Then smell it. You're going to say, girl, I don't know what that is. You burnt a pot of rice. That just happened to come to me as an example. So you will say, we're not going to have the rice I was cooking. I went to sleep. I got on the phone, forgot it was on. Just tell the truth. Oh, I told y'all I was coming by. I didn't mean to lie. Something came up, and I didn't have a chance to call you all, but I didn't want y'all to think I was lying. If something unexpected come through, and I had to go run and do that, and that way you keep yourself in the clear. When you think about the sin of Ananias and Sapphira, committing was not stingy or holding back part of their money. They was free to choose whether or not to sell the land and how much to get. Their sins was lying to God and God's people by saying they gave the whole amount while they was holding some back for themselves, trying to make themselves appear more generously than they really were. This act was judged harshly because covetousness and destruction in a church preventing the Holy Spirit from working effectively. When you go to church and you telling them lies and the people have discernment, they know you're lying. But rather than to tell the truth, you'll go up with that lie, even like with Cain and Abel and others in the Word of God. But those two, everybody hinge on Cain and Abel and Ananias and Sapphira. They lied to the Holy Ghost. They lied. And, God is sitting high, you all. He's looking low. He know when we telling the truth and when we lying. We going to be tested. And don't you know you got to pass your test? You can't lie. You got to pass that test. Or you got to take it all over again, and you don't know when you're going to have to take it. But we got to have truth in our life. You see things right now coming that's happening in the world where people that lied show the truth is coming out now. The Lord is taking the cover off of stuff. And we as people, men and women of God, have to know that we know what we know by telling the truth. I made up in my mind in 2023 that I was going to lessen. I'm sick and just can't get to the line. I'm coming to Blog Talk. If it's 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, that is something he gave me 16 years ago. So I'm going to try to be on this line. He gave me the women ministry. Ain't no use of me lying. Let me say, well, okay, y'all can't come today. That's fine. But God is looking at me. If it ain't but one person, come on. It might be that one person that need to hear that message that day. But by me procrastinating, covering stuff up, how I expect to be blessed if I'm always lying? How I'm expect to help somebody else and I can't help? That people get to, you done lied so people don't believe nothing you say. You could be in an accident, really truly an accident, but you done lied so folks don't believe it no more. You done lied that they don't believe that you sick or you had bereavement. They want you to bring a program and a obituary and all this kind of stuff. I'm just using, throwing out there how people can lie. You know where you live. You like where you live. So why say you stay in a three-story mansion or two-story when you stay in a flat in a one-bed or one-bedroom or efficiency? Just say I stay in a nice apartment or a nice condo. I don't have all the benefits, but I do have this. And just be truthful with it. Because somebody going to want to come see you one day. What you going to do then? You know, can we lie without using words? I'm glad you asked. Let's go to Proverbs, the 10th chapter, and read what Brother Proverb is saying. Let me turn on over to Proverbs and see the 10th chapter and the 18th verse coming to a close. He that hated with lying lips, and he that utter a slander is a fool. You know, to hide hatred is to be a liar. And to slander is to be a fool. My. If I have anyone lying that like to say something on this topic, what does God think about lying? And how should we feel about lying? We should feel bad when we got to lie. They said, I told that little white lie. It could be black, red, green, purple, or any color. It was a lie. 1 John 1 and 10. When we think about that, 1 John 1 and 10, let me go over there real quick and see. Can I pull up this here real quick before we go off the air? 1 John verse 1 and 10 says, wherein is love? Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin. We claim we have not sinned. We are calling God a liar and showing this, that his word has to be placed in our heart. We can't call God a liar, y'all. We lie whenever we deceive God, others, or even ourselves. We can't deceive ourselves and others, y'all. Lies will be exposed. Oh, my. A lie will be exposed. Over in Proverbs 12 and 19, let's see what that says. The lips of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. My. A lying tongue. If anyone would like to say something on this broadcast this morning, feel free. I would love to hear from you. And if not, I know silence is golden. But I thank you all this morning for coming on. I only did a 30-minute segment today. But I thought it was so important on what does God think about lying. We see people lying every day on TV, in the body of Christ, in our neighborhood, with our families. And you say to yourself, that lie will be exposed. Why are they lying? Why are they saying that? They know it didn't happen that way. So why didn't they just come out and tell the truth? And our tag words today, what's truth? Test, lying, hate, deceive. I mentioned all those throughout the topic on what does God think about lying and how should we feel about lying. We don't want God to come back and find us in a lie, you all. You either did it or you didn't. And if you didn't do it, you can speak the truth. If you did do it, still speak the truth. Tell the truth. It will help somebody else when you tell the truth. They'll know, wait a minute, I know I did such and such that, but let me go before God. Anytime I do something, me, personally, for me, and I feel it wasn't right or I didn't say it right, I contact that person. I go to God first. God, please forgive me. I didn't mean to lie, but I thought I saw this here, or I thought I saw that. But when it boiled down to it, it wasn't what I thought. It was what I really seen that I was trying to cover it up. So please forgive me, Lord. I'm going to get Sadie free. I'm going to get Sadie free. And I want y'all to free yourself today. If you're sick, you're sick. Don't call in and say, I'm sick, and want to run the street shopping and everything else, because you don't know who you're going to find in that mall, in that shopping center, on their lunch break. And say, well, I saw Miss Sandy down at the store shopping. Well, she called in sick today. Well, maybe they trying to help pass, but maybe she went to get some medicine. But they saw you in a clothing store. You weren't in a drug store. See, that was a lie right there you done told. And you didn't think somebody was going to see you. God will expose you in that lie. So today, I hope you got something out this broadcast. What does God think about lying? And how should we feel about lying to each other? Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for each and every person that came on today, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. And as we leave the line, we don't leave your presence, dear Heavenly Father. Give us traveling grace if anybody need to go out today, dear Heavenly Father. We rebuke accidents and mechanical failures with their vehicles. Let them reach home to that destination safely, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Open the airways, the roadways and everything that they may be able to get back home safely, dear Heavenly Father, and that they will tell the truth and not run it off with a lie. So we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for every person that tuned in today, whether on Facebook, whether they came in and I was able to pull them in on my phone. And I give God the praise this morning and I give him the glory. Until next week, and don't forget, ladies, that's on the line. We will be having our women meeting on Saturday from 3 to 4. I don't have to go to the prison to my knowledge this week. So from 3 to 4, we will be on with Women Unified in Christ. So do tune in. Do come back. And we'll be on the same station with the same phone number. I would love to hear from you all. And until Saturday and next week, Wednesday, you all be blessed. And try not to lie, you all. Try to tell the truth, please, because the truth will prevail. Bye-bye. Love each one of you all. And have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.